You're listening to a summary of Managers, Stop Catastrophizing. To build a successful hybrid workplace, you need trust, boundaries, flexibility, and not much else. An article by Rebecca Knight and Shauna Leibowitz. Although hybrid work remains popular among employees, many leaders are skeptical regarding its long-term viability. As Rebecca Knight and Shauna Leibowitz explain on Medium, fears that hybrid work will lead to a talent free-for-all and kill team spirit remain unfounded. The authors offer case studies of companies implementing successful hybrid work arrangements tailored to their particular needs and lines of work. Hybrid skeptics and those seeking to learn about best practices will learn much from their insights. So let's hear the first takeaway. Many knowledge workers prefer hybrid work arrangements. Many knowledge workers who worked remotely during the pandemic have little appetite for returning to the office full-time. They don't want to give up the improved work-life balance and increased control over their schedules that working from home provided. Many office workers thus welcome the concept of hybrid work arrangements that let them work from home at least part of the time. Conversely, many employers remain skeptical about the viability of hybrid work setups. They fear that having team members working apart instead of together will weaken internal relationships, impede performance, and dilute corporate culture. They also anticipate that all remote members of hybrid teams will feel left out and will have fewer opportunities for advancement. Okay, now for the second takeaway. Hybrid work logistics will differ for each company and team. Skeptics of hybrid work often misinterpret the idea of work flexibility as meaning they must allow each employee to determine his or her schedule entirely on their own, devoid of guidance or rules. However, companies that succeeded at developing successful hybrid work models paint a different picture. They started by articulating the business outcomes they need to achieve and by extrapolating guidelines. They trusted team leaders to experiment with work arrangements until they found the perfect balance between in-office and remote work. At ReachOut Technology, for example, experimentation led to having everybody work in the office on Mondays to be available for meetings and social activities and letting people decide where they wanted to work for the remaining 4 weekdays. Financial services provider Rabobank, meanwhile, had each team develop their own optimal work arrangements. Client-facing teams established more office-based options. California's healthcare network, Sutter Health, offered clinical workers the opportunity to work some days from home by adding telehealth consultation options. All right, let's hear the third and final takeaway. Employers must embrace hybrid work models. Considering the popularity of hybrid work, offering flexible work arrangements is becoming a prerequisite for employee motivation and retention. For executives who remain skeptical about hybrid work, Christy Woolsey of BCG Smart Environments Group advises having teams experiment with hybrid work models so employers can scale the most successful models and best practices across their organizations. Ultimately, successful hybrid work arrangements come down to trust. That was a summary of Managers, Stop Catastrophizing. To build a successful hybrid workplace, you need trust, boundaries, flexibility, and not much else. An article by Rebecca Knight and Shauna Leibowitz. Let's just recap those three takeaways. Takeaway one, many knowledge workers prefer hybrid work arrangements. Takeaway two, hybrid work logistics will differ for each company and team. And takeaway three, employers must embrace hybrid work models.